Dee Fennell is in Ardoyne this morning. He represents the Greater Ardoyne Residents Collective. Morning to you, Dee.
All right, Stephen, how's it going?
Good morning to you. Why do you need to march today? Look at what the Orange Order have done, Dee. There's a gesture. We don't know what it is, but clearly they are trying to defuse the situation. Now, what are you doing in return?
Well, first of all, Stephen, we don't know exactly what they're going to do, so we don't know if they're trying to defuse the situation. If they were going to make any sort of gesture, they obviously could have announced it last. I think it'd be foolish to engage in any sort of hearsay or whataboutery with regards to our intentions until they actually make an announcement at the field. Now, what we've had here this morning is already one unwanted sectarian parade. We certainly don't want another one in the evening.
The Orange Order have announced a peaceful solution, Dee.
Well, a peaceful solution, well, that would be great. The best peaceful solution that the Orange Order could provide would be to reroute their parades away from this area, because their parades are the root of all the violence. Now, already this morning, Stephen, we've seen Nicenas residents conduct themselves with dignity in a peaceful protest, and on their way home, they've been despite being antagonised by the followers who came to the Loyal Order parades, then following that as they make their way home, they've been attacked by the PSNI while walking home. No violence, no stones through, no bottles through, no missiles, no nothing.
Well, the PSNI,
been attacked by members of the PSNI.
I'm sure the PSNI would attack, would deny that they have attacked anyone. And there will be plenty of journalists around that area, Dee, with cameras. I'll be very, very interested to see if there's any evidence of what you're suggesting today.
Well, I'd be very interested when you do see it to see your reaction, Stephen, because there was BBC journalists there, there was cameras there. In fact, we had a member of the Press Association physically assaulted, trailed to the ground and had his camera seized by the PSNI, who then returned it to him.
PSNI deleted figures.
We will put that to the PSNI.
No, I don't, I would very, very much doubt that the PSNI would concur.
The people of this area wouldn't doubt it, Stephen, because they've seen it year on and year out.
If you listen to even your tone this morning, if you listen to the agitation in your voice this morning, some people in Northern Ireland want this situation to be diffused, want it to calm down. Is there any gesture that your group is prepared to make now, this morning? Are you prepared to give any ground, Dee?
At this moment in time, our parade's going ahead as planned. It's been given permission by the Parades Commission, and we'll be following the determination to the letter. And we'll be appealing, and we would like to make it quite clear and public on your show this morning, Stephen, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to do so. We do not want anyone coming to Ardoyne. We don't want anyone from Ardoyne engaging in any violence today. Anyone with any aspirations of violence or using our community's inequality as some sort of excuse to engage in violence is not welcome. We want people to take part in the constructive opportunity we have provided them with to oppose these unwanted sectarian parades.
Gerry Kelly from Sinn Féin has just said within the last few minutes on this programme that nationalists have a chance to march 364 other days of the year. You don't need to march today, is what he's just said.
Gerry Kelly is more than entitled to his opinion.
Well, what do you think of what he has said, though?
Well, we've made these plans quite clear over the last number of weeks since we made our submission to the Parades Commission and put our application in. And to be fair, we have received the overwhelming backing of the people that live in this area, and we'll be going ahead with our parade as planned this afternoon. Now, the Orange Order, Mervyn Gibson, made an announcement yesterday on the steps of the West Belfast Orange Hall, but really there was no substance in it. And I think getting bogged down in what we are going to do in response to it, when we don't
even
know
what they've said. The Orange Order spokesman.
Yep. So we don't know. No one knows what this peaceful solution is. As you're speaking to me, I've just got a death threat out the window of a car driving past. So this is endemic of the problems that we face in this area. We have sectarian bigots marching through our area and trampling over our rights. And I think it would be unwise to say that the people of this area shouldn't have the right to peaceful protest against such parades.
What rights do you think Orange men should have?
Stephen, I want to make it quite clear and be unequivocal about this. The Orange Order have the right to march 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in areas where they're wanted and appreciated. We have an alternative route here that wouldn't lengthen their parade, wouldn't inhibit them, and it's more than suitable for them, and they could follow that alternative route, and they would be welcome with open arms, and I am all for their expression of their culture and traditions. They have that right, but they have to equate those rights with the rights of the people who live here, the rights of people who want to live free from sectarianism, free from sectarian harassment, free from sectarian intimidation. If the Orange Order want to march fair play. They're going to be marching thousands of times in the next 20 today with no protests. And the reason why there'll be no protests is because they are marching where they're appreciated and wanted, and fair play to them.
So
but
you,
we do not want them here.
So where you live isn't a shared space?
Well, if it's a shared space, what's their problem with us marching, Stephen, if you're using that right now?
Why would you march on the 12th of July?
Well, why not? The 12th of July is just a normal day to niceness, only for the fact that okay. in our area, it's a sectarian parade well, being forced through our area, and we have the right to peacefully oppose it, Stephen.
Let me ask you this. Well, there's a difference between a protest, isn't there, and a march. But the Orange Order spokesman, Reverend Mervyn Gibson, let me just read his words to you. All present have agreed a course of action that will guarantee a homeward parade for the Laganine Lodges. This is a peaceful solution to the appalling predicament the Parades Commission have placed us all in. Difficult decisions have been taken, but decisions which will offer hope and encouragement to our communities, indeed to all people of Northern Ireland. Now, finally, Dee Finnell, let me ask you this. If the Orange Order stand up at whatever time it is, I don't know what time it is, 1 or 2 o'clock today, and make an announcement, if that announcement shocked you because it went a lot further than what you think they would be prepared to go, if it was undisputedly a massive step from the Orange Order to say, okay, we're going to give something back because we understand the situation, are you even at 9:30 this morning prepared to offer the possibility that in return you would cancel your parade?
Well, Stephen, our position has been quite clear since our foundation. We're opposed to all sectarian marches, not just an evening parade. We're also opposed to the morning parade.
Remember the question.
Yes, and the question is, if they make some sort of gesture this afternoon, and don't know what time that gesture could or could not be made at, then what we will do is we will consult with the community and take soundings from within the community. Now, as it stands at the minute, as you say, at 9:30 in the morning, we have absolutely no chance to absolutely no plans to change our parade plans.
But the question is, because I want to understand how sincere you are, the question is, are you prepared to even contemplate a scenario where you would cancel that parade, depending on what the Orange Order said? Because if the answer is no, it'll be very interesting.
As I say, Stephen, we don't lead the community. We take our lead from the
are
community.
Are you prepared to contemplate it? You?
I'm only one person, Stephen.
Are you prepared to contemplate it?
Stephen, we are saying that our parade will not be changing at all. Now, if there is some sort of gesture from the Orange Order, we'll certainly discuss it within the community here. Now, it will be a brief time frame, and I hope people appreciate that, but we will definitely take soundings within the community, and then we'll see what happens from there.
So you are prepared to contemplate it?
Well, could be, but we'll see what it is. But as things stand, we're opposed to all sectarian marches, and we will be taking our lead from the community.
Thank you.
Parade stands as it is, and we would appeal to everyone who wants to protest in a peaceful and constructive fashion to attend
thank
our parade today.
Thank you.